This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Happy Tuesday morning, Rickies. We are the Junks, are brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. Got a four-man junk show. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes. This is where you find me on the Twitter. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Big day, big day.
It certainly is. John Paul Flame is also here with us.
Big day, trade deadline.
It is trade deadline day. You're correct.
I wasn't talking about trade. I was talking about college football playoff ranking being released.
Gotcha.
That's big too.
Is there something else going on?
And Eric Bickle also here.
I mean, I'm lucky to be here. I honestly thought I might have to call out today.
A personal day was looming.
Just be at the dentist. My one tooth is killing me. The only thing that's keeping me here right now is Advil.
How many Advil are you currently on right now? Gotta be two or three, right?
No, yeah. I took three yesterday and then three in the middle of the night. I don't know. I gotta text my guy.
Is it the same one that you've been having problems with? Because didn't you mention...
I have three issues. I have two that have chipped away on my upper, and I have one that's chipped away on my lower. And the one on my lower is killing me.
Is it your chew side?
It's in the middle. It's one of the front middle on the bottom.
Hold on. You have a chew side?
Yeah, don't you favor a side when you chew?
I have to chew.
Not that I know of.
On different sides.
I think I chew equally on both sides, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I have to chew based on what hurts the least.
I mean,
you're not really conscious of
where my food goes once I put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which side? No. I don't think. Not to my knowledge.
Am I an alien?
I mean, maybe subconsciously, but I don't think I favor one side over the other.
My right side is my chew side.
Okay. Every bite I take, I'm conscious of.
Which side is your dip side, Valdez? Do you have it?
My right.
Your right is your go-to.
We went to this Long Island's known for their bagels, I guess. Yeah. And we got a butt early on the way back. And, there's lines of people and everything. We got there before the lines, thank God. And all I said was, I don't know anything about bagels. I really don't. I'm not a big bagel person. I said, I just need the softest one you got. Whatever the softest bagel you have.
That's
what I need.
Dip it in water.
I need the softest bagel.
I think you're in the wrong city for that. Aren't they usually really hard on the outside?
I don't know.
No, they have all kinds.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They have millions. And they're wonderful. But I can't have anything hard. And right now, I'm on the brink of crying when the Advil wears off.
I hope you have backups, reinforcement Advil.
I do.
Okay, good.
Smart mess.
Early message to the group, no joning on EB today because he'll explode.
When your mouth hurts.
Cantankerous.
Well, you guys all have good, nice, healthy teeth or whatever.
Yeah.
Have you ever actually had tooth pain?
Yeah, it's
excruciating.
Yeah.
Haven't really had tooth pain.
Not
the closest
like that.
Pain I have to that in my mouth is like a bad canker sore, which hurts like a bastard, but I'm guessing
I take 100 canker sores on my Johnson over tooth pain.
Yeah.
I think those are called something else.
Yeah. I should show you. I came home from, I just hit some balls and ran some errands yesterday, and I bought this pain reliever mouthwash, this gel to put on your thing.
Didn't help.
Marginal. Mm-hmm. I was gargling salt water. I was, what else did I do? Oh, hydrogen peroxide is supposed to be a thing. Mix it with water, gargle that.
Ugh. I've never put hydrogen peroxide in my mouth.
Is it sensitive to hot and cold? Like if you have a cold glass of water, does it just kill your tooth?
Well, that's been the case for 25 years. That's old.
So do you have an appointment with said dentist today, or is
I'm going to text him a little bit. The problem is I got a tea time. At tea time tomorrow.
You get a dentist to come down here?
If I could. You know, I once had.
You don't have a dentist at the turn.
I once had my chiropractor meet me at the golf course.
Yeah. Your physio. Just
I
like
had
your
my physio
PGO.
Meet me at the golf course, and I had a full chiropractic appointment before my tea time. Mm. That did happen once.
You might want to reprioritize.
I got to get this addressed.
I've said it for a while. I don't know if a dentist would recommend it. I think you just need to start over, just have them take them all out. And put in some sillies.
Do you realize how extreme that is? I have three teeth that are bothering me. You want me to get rid of like 47 of them? I
mean, you're constantly having problems. So if they just put in some silly choppers,
I don't want
you
that.
Might have better looking teeth, number one, and healthier teeth.
Could you get like the Baba Booey veneers or something? And would that help?
Hey, look at my teeth.
Baba veneers is just like a look.
I know, but I mean, aren't they like protective almost? They're capped.
Well, most of my teeth are capped, believe it or not.
Well, then how are the caps just breaking?
So what happens is
I hope
when
they're
you
not.
Have,
they play Nashville tomorrow.
When you have
zing in the morning.
Been scoring a lot
when
of goals.
You have underlying decay in your teeth. You put a crown on it, and then over years the teeth cracks, and then the crown falls off, and you constantly replay. It's a game. It's kind of a nightmare.
It sounds like whack-a-mole with your teeth.
Kind of whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-tooth.
Yeah.
No, whack-a-tooth.
And I'm I just whack-a-mole. Hate dealing with it. It just hurts.
Well, take care of that today.
Look, you got Delta.
Did you make an appointment yet? You didn't make an appointment yet to see the dentist today?
Well, I mean, I didn't want to.
He has a
text
tea time.
My guy at 7 p.m. and I wanted to see if I could manage
have
it.
Teeth time instead of tea time.
The thing is sometimes you can just kind of clean it, soothe it, and it goes away for a while.
This sounds like it's more. There's a
this
underlying issue.
This one's lingering.
Like down by the roots.
You need like a numbing shot in your mouth.
Well, I have like some of those gels, pain reliever gels, like where my tongue is swollen. And
you realize you're on the path to just having dentures.
Well, that's what JP keeps saying. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to yank all my teeth out. I just got to fix these annoying ones. Mm. It's just a constant battle.
You mean you don't want to come in here and have the choppers just gleaming white and everybody's like
piano keys?
Yeah.
No, I just don't want to rip out perfectly good teeth.
I understand. I understand that.
Well, they're not perfectly good
teeth. No, he explained it to me. Like, even if you have a little bit on the top, like your root is like, so say your tooth is that big and you have a little bit of issue up here, you still have that much good tooth, you know?
Not that toothy.
So there's still some good tooth that's underneath, like underneath the gum.
And by the way, if you guys have ever had teeth pulled, I think I've had one.
I mean, I can't remember.
It is the most archaic
thing. It's barbaric.
It's barbaric.
I mean, basically ripping it out with like
a wrench. They climb on you with like pliers.
Yeah.
And have a couple old ladies hold your hand and yank your tooth out.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's horrifying. Can you imagine doing that like 47 times?
How has dental?
I hope I never have. I'm sure I will, but I hope I never have to do that.
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
It's horrifying.
Can't they get your teeth out with a laser at this point? Or no, I guess you just can't do that.
You probably, if you had the way JP's like an all or nothing guy, so he probably would go in there and yank out all his teeth.
Sure.
When you do that, they probably would put you under.
Right, I would think.
Eric's dentist is the only one in the country that drives a Bentley.
A lot of them drive nice cars.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. A lot of them drive nice cars. My dentist does have a tennis court in his backyard.
Wow, very nice. you got to enjoy the spoils.
I think he has a summer home next to David Falk in Kiowa.
He might.
He very well could. Let's check his real estate records.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this is you know.
That's the saving you. It's getting you
right
through.
There. Yeah.
Anyway. Trooper. You're a trooper for coming in with the debilitating tooth pain.
Yeah. But we'll see. Cause see, my guy, he, you know, he only works half the time. I don't even know if he's working.
Well, I mean, he already has a tennis court in his backyard. He's living the dream.
Why
should he work full time?
Yeah, I mean, guy barely works. We'll see if he's in town.
There's nothing that a cocktail can't cure too.
Believe me, I had a little scotch to see if that worked. Didn't really help.
Cocktail that I tried recently that I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Because everybody on a golf course drinks one, but I've never sampled one.
Transfusion?
I had a transfusion.
And you fell in love.
And it's delicious.
Of course it's delicious.
It's fantastic. I bought the mix from the store.
Oh, you bought a mix?
Yeah, they have like Barstool transfusion mix with no alcohol in it.
Uh-huh.
And then I provide the alcohol, the Scotty's vodka.
Right.
Made it at home. Delicious.
So you don't even have to. So it's got the ginger ale and
it's got the ginger ale grape juice in the can. It's about this big. Dump it in.
Where do they sell that?
Grocery stores.
Just like it's your Harris
Teeter. Liquor store. Anywhere you buy groceries.
Are you becoming a cocktail guy?
Not every night, but I'm starting to weave that into the rotation.
So, hold on, did you have one at Norbeck and then
he's been hearing us talk.
I just heard about transfusion, like everybody in golf course, like if you have to have one. So I was like, I'll try it.
Yeah,
tried it.
That's the first time you've ever had one.
Liked it.
Yeah, it's good.
Delicious.
It's really good.
My new one seed non-beer alcoholic drinks.
It's a very delicious drink.
Did you have two beers last night as well?
Last night, let me see. I had a beer while I was playing pickleball, and then I had a second beer when I came home. So yes, I had two beers.
And the transfusion?
No, that was the night before. That was last night.
Right. When you had the transfusion, did you also have your beer?
Yes, of course.
He's such a box.
I had the transfusion first, and then
Are you OCD to the point that you can't go to sleep without having a beer?
No.
Like your melatonin?
I have gone nights where I've only had one beer, but
Have you gone nights with zero beers?
Oh, it's been... I can't think of one recently.
That's hilarious.
I mean, when would I have gone to bed without having at least one, maybe two beers recently?
Probably last time you were sick, which has probably been months.
I honestly can't remember the last time I did that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just part of my normal routine.
Do you have to get up and pee all the time? Like, when you drink, you have to get up and pee. Typically, I do.
Here's the problem. Like, I finish that second beer... Yeah. And then I have to watch a little more TV. I have to watch Patrick Mahomes scorching the Bucks last night.
Right.
He's not any good. For two.
He's not any good, though.
I was praying for him to have a bad game last night.
By the way, I've never been such a big Patrick Mahomes fan.
I said, God, please deliver a bad Pat Mahomes game. So, of course, he starts off like 11 for 12. I was like, this is my nightmare.
Right. He's terrible.
So then I watch a little more TV. And then I lie down for bed, and then I know 5 to 7 minutes later,
gotta go again.
I'm going to have there's a little more that I need to
empty
take
the
care
tank.
Of. So then I get up 5 or 7 minutes later, pee again, then I'm ready to go to bed.
Right.
Then I'm ready to turn the lights off.
Right.
It's a whole thing. It's a big routine.
Oh, Mr. Kinks.
So what happened last night in that game? I didn't watch one second of it, to be honest with you.
Baker drove Tampa down. They scored with 30 seconds to go to tie the game. They decided to go kick the extra point to kick it to overtime, and the Chiefs got the ball in overtime, won the
right
point toss, and won.
Still old school. If you score a touchdown, then they don't get a chance
game
to
over.
Match. Wow.
They went right down the field.
So there's some criticism that Tampa should have gone for two. They're on the road. Bowles said he gave it minor consideration, but decided not to because of the weather.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the Bucs need to just make a stop.
Bucks are now 4-5.
4-5 after a good start.
Right.
Taking on water.
I'll tell you what, Kareem Hunt has been a godsend for
he's been really good
for Kansas City. He's had some big games.
Wow,
man.
Kelsey had 14 catches.
Yep. And Mahomes got old D Hop involved.
D Hop. Yep. I mean, he had a crazy catch where Mahomes threw it into basically triple coverage and it just landed right in D Hop's hands. Somehow.
A week late for the parlay because I had him 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you needed that one last week.
Huh.
I was just happy that Baker was throwing to Kate Otten all night. That helped me.
I had
a good day on FanDuel last night, man.
You did.
I hit D Hop anytime touchdown. I hit Rashad White anytime touchdown.
Ooh.
I hit the Buccaneers team total over. I hit.
Get a solid night.
What else did I hit? I hit one other bet in that. I think I went 4-1 just in the Monday night game.
I see Rakeem Jarrett is still in the league.
Yeah, he's getting an opportunity now with Evans and Godwin sidelined.
Good for him.
Their rookie Jalen McMillan missed with a hamstring injury, so he got a nice opportunity. Good for him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he only had one catch, but hey,
getting just, NFL checks, man. Yeah. He's on a roster, so good for him.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
I agree.
But, yeah, big win for the Chiefs. 8-0 now.
But because of the election and everything today, I guess, what, are public school kids off?
Yes.
My daughter has school.
They are,
public school off.
Public school kids
probably
are
all
off.
Over, probably the entire country.
And then Drabby was saying, like, the NHL is, like, the only thing that's going on.
It's like 11 right? games tonight.
Really?
Yeah, so if you want to put together an NHL parlay, tonight's the night for you.
Right.
It's a big night for that.
Well, unless you like Maction in college football. You got Maction. Actually, he's... There is two games tonight, Maction.
Two nubs games.
Yeah, that's all right. I'll bet on them.
Yes, you will. You have the ability to wager on them.
I'll take Bowling Green on the road.
Hey, it looks like JP was talking about Keyshawn, mm-hmm. however they say it. He was 6 for 7. He took 17 threes.
Yeah.
Sarr had 10 and 11, three blocks.
That's a dub.
Dude, if he does that,
yeah,
that's a huge dub. If
absolutely.
He goes 10 for 11 with three blocks every night, mm-hmm. that's a great rookie.
We could probably never find this out, but I'd love to know if last night's starting five was the youngest starting five in the history of the NBA.
Yes, yeah, that's probably one of them.
I bet you it was pretty close.
Well, I'm telling you, they've started this lineup for a while. I don't know. What's the deal with Kuzma? Is he's hurt or something? Like,
banged up.
Kuzma's banged up.
They've started this lineup a lot.
I know. I'm just
trotting out the youngsters.
Last night with Sarr, George,
Coulibaly,
and Carrington. I mean, yeah. Those got to be the...
Yeah.
It's got to be the youngest starting lineup ever.
Yeah, no, I agree.
All right, there's a big show on a Tuesday. We got Rick Snyder to talk Commanders at 7. Sean Syed from Sumer Sports. He'll join us to talk NFL at 8:20. And we'll be joined by Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders.
B-Rob.
Coming up at 9. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk's sports page, get deeper into Monday Night Football. We'll tell you about the Terps' debut on the hardwood last night and more. That's all coming up here on The Fan. Rick Snyder.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Snyder's going to join us coming up at 7. We'll talk Commanders with him. But let's get into the Junk sports page. Lots happening in the sports world last night.
There's a lot going on, man.
Snyder actually wrote a column on thefandc.com. He does think that the Commanders should make a move, so we will get into that coming up at 7 o'clock.
They might make a move. We'll talk about it in a little bit. Might trade a former first-round pick.
Yeah, that's being talked about.
Which, Forbes?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Everyone mocked me.
I didn't mock you.
I can't believe there's actually a trade market.
I didn't mock you.
You guys mocked me yesterday. I
might have been doing some mocking.
Yeah,
because
he mocked me. And I said,
okay, he did. I didn't mock you.
What are you going to get for him? Like a sixth round pick?
I mocked maybe? Cakes.
I said you might get a fourth
some
or fifth.
Some of the dumb
maybe.
Things he said yesterday.
It was a year and a half ago. It was a first round pick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
I think his value's at an all time low. But
I mean, I'd agree with that. But if you liked him a year and a half ago,
the biggest red flag should be the Commanders need secondary help, and you're about to deal somebody from your secondary. Like any team that's on the other end of the phone from Adam Peters should be like, they should be wary as to what's happening.
Yeah. They generally don't want Ron's guys.
What if they have a plan to acquire somebody as well?
Okay.
And they still might have, they might trade for somebody.
So we're gonna do a player for a bad player for another bad player.
No,
trade?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they could deal Forbes for a sixth round pick, but also acquire another corner,
like in a separate deal.
In a separate deal,
sure,
yeah, of course.
But we have no idea.
Best of luck trying to find a taker for Emmanuel Forbes.
I just think that first round picks, and he wasn't like he was an outlier first round pick. He might have gone a few picks ahead of where most people thought. Had other teams that surely liked him. So maybe they see, you know what, he could still run and everything. Okay, maybe he's not a run stopper, obviously.
Anyway, since we're talking about that, we'll lead off with that. According to NFL insider Josina Anderson, Forbes, of course, is currently a backup for the Commanders, has one interception in five games this year, former first-round pick. But the Commanders, who, you know, we think could be a buyer before the deadline today at 4 o'clock, apparently the report is, and I guess
they're shopping them.
They're shopping them,
right? It makes all sense in the world.
So we'll see.
They're not using them.
Not using them.
Yeah,
yeah.
I guess
we'll see what happens there.
If they can get anything back, it would be an uptick for them.
Correct.
I think you're right.
If they got no plans for him at all, why not get a sixth round pick for him?
Yeah. I mean, I would hope you could get a little bit better.
Maybe get a fifth rounder.
Maybe get a fifth. I don't know. Depending on who
they got three for Dotson, and now they probably wouldn't get three for Dotson today, but Dotson has like five catches. Like he's done nothing.
Yeah. He's been invisible.
Kind of surprising. So we talked about the Monday night game last night. Kansas City gets to 8-0, beating Tampa 30-24 in OT at Arrowhead. And, you know, Kareem Hunt has been huge for them. Because, you know, Pacheco got hurt. He's on the IR. Who knows when he's going to come back. But they just picked up Kareem Hunt off the streets. And he's had a couple, you know, multiple 100-yard games. Carried the ball 27 times last night for a buck of six and a score. Travis Kelce, he was the real deal last night. Didn't score, but had 14 catches and 16 targets for 100 yards. And then D-Hop got his first touchdown since being acquired. He had two touchdowns, eight catches, 86 yards. Baker Mayfield's numbers were pretty good. I mean, he went down and drove the Bucs down to tie the game late. Then, of course, we've already talked about it. Todd Bowles decides not to go for two, kicks the extra point. They go to OT. Kansas City drives the field and scores to win it.
Just seen too many times that the team that wins the coin toss wins the game. Seems like the Chiefs have done it multiple times, including in the playoffs.
Well, when you give Mahomes the ball,
you
know, and he's... He's been there a million times. He's seen it all for four quarters.
I don't know. On the road, I go for two.
Well, you know.
Go for the jugular. Go for the kill.
It's easy to say that since they lost, but if they went for two and they lost the game, would you have been saying the same thing?
Yeah. Yes, I'm generally a go for the win guy.
Okay. All right.
Versus the tie, because you're right there. 2 yards. You can't get 2 yards?
Sometimes you can't.
Obviously.
50% of the time, probably you can't.
So Mayfield threw a couple touchdowns, threw one to Kate Otten, also threw one to Ryan Miller. That was the game tire. That was his only catch it was third and one, I think.
That said, I would analyze my team. Like if I'm the Giants, I never go for two because they're 0-8 or 0-9.
You probably just kick the extra point.
If I'm the Commanders, I'll always go for it because you got Jaden Daniels and they're perfect on fourth downs. And to me, the 2-point conversion is similar to a lot of these fourth down situations. So you tried out your best play and you roll with it.
Some coaches are struggling and they're out of work. Dennis Allen was fired. Not surprised by that.
Drop seven straight games and you take a loss to the Panthers, that's fireable.
Yep.
It's a fireable offense.
Didn't they outgain them by 200 yards too?
I think so. I mean, Kamara, I think, had like over 200 yards on his own.
Did Bryce Young the quarterback that?
Bryce Young was the quarterback.
And he did
something as rare as seeing a unicorn. You saw Bryce Young kneel down in victory formation at the end.
He was 16 for 26, 171, one touchdown, one pick.
All right. So he was meh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't horrible.
So he's out of work. Dennis Allen.
They hired they promoted the Rizzler in his place.
Darren Rizzi. Rizzi.
The Rizzler taking over.
Who's the special teams coordinator going to take over.
Yeah.
How do they lose that game? I'm looking at the box score again. 427 yards for the Saints, just 246 for Carolina. And the Saints lost the game.
It's a bad loss. And seven straight. And he's out. We talked about, well, during the break, we were talking about DJ Moore, the receiver from, of course, the former Terp, and receiver for the Chicago Bears.
They just gave him a big deal. We saw it on the Hard Knocks.
They did.
He seemed nice, like, you know, nice extension. They seemed thrilled with him.
If you didn't see it, you know, they got pummeled by the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday.
I mean, they just got punked in that game.
And DJ Moore, on a certain, I don't know what the time and score was. I don't know what part of the game it was. JP, you can fill me in on
probably
that.
Probably was the end.
But Caleb Williams was scrambling out to the left. DJ Moore is coming back for the ball. I don't know. He's 15 yards down the field, 20 yards down the field. Caleb Williams doesn't throw it to him, doesn't see him. And then Caleb Williams turns around and starts scrambling towards the middle of the field. DJ Moore just walks off the field. During the play, he's walked off the field, and he stays off the field until the play's over.
Yeah, it's a horrible look. It's a bad look. Bad optics for him, for Eberflus, for that team overall.
I don't know if you've noticed, but DJ Moore was getting real fiery during the Commander game as well, too. Did you notice that? Yeah, I saw him after a couple plays, you know, after a couple incompletions. I don't know if he was yelling at Caleb. He was yelling at somebody, but he was not happy.
There's definitely
friction. And then he was going back and forth.
There's friction between him and Caleb that dates back. I don't know if it's like to training camp or the beginning of the season. There's something there.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what
it is. That's crazy.
I would assume it's, you know, he's fighting for targets and wants the ball thrown to him more. I would guess that's the root problem.
It's just diva wide receiver behavior.
Might be.
Wow. You just got G'd up. Why don't you chill out a little bit?
I mean, he cares. He's passionate. He wants the ball.
He's pissed that they're losing.
Saw at the podium yesterday, I guess Caleb said that that Hail Mary just threw them all.
Yeah, I was going to say. Changes their season.
He basically blamed the Hail Mary on the loss. Like, it was just like a hangover. It just haunted us. The guys were obsessed about it. They're down about it. And they still had kind of a hangover over that play. And then they had that the disaster. Was it right before halftime where they gave up the long run, the touchdown?
Oh, yeah. Eberflus calls like a blitz.
Yeah.
And I guess Kyler Murray's like, okay, I see the pressure coming. I'm just going to hand it off to, I think it was Amari DiMercado.
Yeah.
And he rips off like a 50-plus yard touchdown run right before halftime.
Right.
Like just disaster piece.
It was basically
all over
a Hail Mary run.
Yeah.
I mean, Eberflus strikes me as a Dennis Allen type. And I think he's on that road.
Here's what
J.J. Watt said about the DJ Moore play, his speculation. He said, looks to be limping and goes straight to the bench. So probably felt a tweak. Or he realized he stepped out of bounds and thus was no longer an eligible receiver. So to eliminate potential confusion for Caleb, he stayed off the field. Problem is, you can reestablish yourself back on the field.
Yeah, but if he's injured, that might be it. I mean, look, it's a terrible look.
Yeah.
Eberflus said, Eberflus is a dog.
He had not a problem.
A week ago when they lose in the Hail Mary, you have the side-by-side of him talking about the plays and then Dan Quinn talking about the plays. And Dan Quinn says the plays leading up to the Hail Mary were huge. And Eberflus says, it just comes down to one play. It's just the Hail Mary. Like, he minimized the plays leading up to it while Dan Quinn was saying, look, all of those plays were huge, especially to get the yards right before the Hail Mary. And this week he says, yeah, I know the play. I don't know why.
You know what?
Yeah, he's just
it's not
going to
matter.
It doesn't matter. He'll be gone.
Because their next six games are against, they have the Patriots who are feisty with Drake May. And then after that, they play the Packers, Vikings, at the Lions, at the Niners, at the Vikings. Oh, and then the Lions again. So that stretch, I don't know if he survives through the end of...
Maybe not.
That's right before Christmas they play the Lions.
I mean,
they
might have had a losing streak even if they had beaten the Commanders and the Hail Mary didn't work. But you could look at that play and go, oh, well, that completely changed the season.
Right. It was a killer for them.
Because if they win, they're 5-3.
Yeah.
All right, that's a big deal, and maybe they have a different perspective of that Cardinal game and play a little differently, play better. But it could have completely, crushed their season.
Derailed them.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if the phones are working early this morning. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. What's up, Marvin? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Junks.
What's up, Marvin?
It's been a while, buddy.
It's been a while. Hey, you know something? I'm a little flummoxed. Mm-mm. I'm a little confused. I'm a little, I'm just out of my sorts right now because I don't know what to do.
All right.
We have this cat, JD5, And all I wanted to, out of this year was to prove that this guy was the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did that like by week three or four.
Right.
So right then and there, I'm like, well, what
except
do
for
we
Drab,
do now?
He's still not sold.
Yeah. So now, what do I do? What do I do? So I just want to see if the team can get better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they do this funny thing. They keep winning.
Mm-hmm.
And like Valdez said, maybe we should just start cheering for our team to win games. And
well, I already do. You don't do that?
No.
You should always cheer for them to win.
Yeah, but the whole point was we were apprehensive. We really didn't – I don't think we believed that we were as good. Because like against the Ravens, we were kind of just fudging. We were just like, oh, it's a moral victory, blah, 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 blah. No, you want your team just to win. But here's the problem. There's no guarantee about getting back to this point again. 7-2 is a wonderful record. We should get to the playoffs this year. But if you get to the playoffs, you're one of 14 teams now that can win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say the word Super Bowl? Should I say the word Super Bowl?
Sure, why not?
If you if you make the playoffs, then should we not go for it? And what I'm saying is there a big trade? Do you want to risk the future? Do you want to risk this chemistry?
I don't think you risk the future. I don't think you risk
but
the
what
future.
What if you can get Myles Garrett? What if you can get Marshawn Lattimore? What if you can transform the defense into something of a strength and not just okay?
Maybe go for it. I mean, there's an argument to go for it. You're half game back of the best record in the NFC. That's it.
Yeah.
Half game back of the Lions.
But, I mean, it's pretty common. I mean, it's just use your brain. They're not going to trade future assets for, like, a six-week run.
Not high assets.
Yeah, they're not going to trade a high asset for, like, a one-year run. They're just
I have
not,
my hand up just so I can say one more thing.
Yeah.
If you can trade for, say, Myles Garrett, and I don't know if he's even on the market, but they're going to trend to, like, getting rare parts. If you can get Myles Garrett, I would do that because I don't think there's a player in the draft better than Myles Garrett. You can give a first-round pick for him and then sign him to a long-term contract. He's still got 6 years probably on his career. He'd be a great guy. I remember when the Cowboys in 1994 decided to get Charles Haley. Mm-hmm. Hey, look, that changed them. That mm-hmm. changed them. And it was like the catalyst to like a dynastic run. So you just got to sometimes got to make that move. Maybe that's the player. And hopefully, you know, we're the team that makes the dynastic run. We got the quarterback. We got the quarterback, son. We got the quarterback.
I think one of your best points, though, is that 7-2, at least around here, is rarefied air to the point where we haven't been there in like 28 years.
Yeah.
So that's crazy an interesting too. Point. You know,
I think you
really
just have to, Marvin.
Thank you, Marvin.
I just think you have to enjoy it and go week by week. And you know, maybe they do make an acquisition or two to make them better. I don't think it's going to be a Myles Garrett type, but, you know, if they think that they're good enough to win the division, you know, anything can happen in the division.
I think they're good enough to win the division. Doesn't mean they will.
I know.
But they are good enough to win the division.
It comes down to two teams. Dak's out for multiple weeks. Their season's over.
It's not looking good for them.
It's over for them.
Yeah.
And the Giants obviously are done. So it comes down to them and the Eagles, and they play them twice. Let's see what happens there.
All right. Don't forget, coming up later on the show, Rick Snyder will join us. We'll talk more Commanders with him at 7. And Sean Syed from Sumer Sports joins the show at 8:20. We're the Junks on the Fan.
It's new at the Lake Como, right?
I did.
I just saw this story about them selling cans of Lake Como air for $11.
Selling cans of air?
Did you find
air?
The air to be idyllic?
I mean, it was very fresh air. It was lake air. It was great. But I would never spend $11 on a can of it.
So I'm intrigued. Like, they sell you a can of air. You just open the can and you breathe it in, and that's $11? Like,
I guess so.
Like,
I
don't know. Like you pop it open like a, is it like a tennis ball can? By the way,
I say maybe it's a souvenir.
There are few better smells on the planet, in my opinion, than that you crack
fresh
open
balls.
A fresh sleeve of tennis balls, and you just you put that sleeve of pens right under your nose, and you just go. You just breathe it in.
You love that?
It's so good. It's almost as good as gasoline smell.
I will say this about Lake Como. It was a fantastic place. We had a great house with a pool right on the lake.
Fancy. Very
it looks beautiful.
And we went to Bellagio.
George Clooney, basically.
We went to Bellagio. And no, not the one in AC or in Vegas or whatever.
Vegas. What is Bellagio in?
It's a town. It's a little town off of Lake Como. But the roads are so narrow and there's no sidewalks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're so and people drive 100 miles per hour on these
so
roads.
So stressful driving in Italy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
And you so if you wanted to, we didn't rent a car. So when you want to go somewhere, you got to walk. If you want to walk to the grocery store or a restaurant, you got to walk on the street. And people are flying around these roads, these, you know, these cliffs, and you almost died.
Didn't Clooney almost get killed?
Like, yes.
He was in like a scooter accident in
yes,
Lake Como.
That's exactly why.
They call it a luxurious nuts. Souvenir cakes. You can get a can of Lake Como air.
Well, that's...
So it kind of looks like a beer can.
That's just
a little
dumb.
Wider.
That's just
they say
dumb.
100% authentic air from Lake Como, which is trapped in a can.
Yeah, it's just... It's for dumb tourists. That's exactly what that is.
Hmm. But
not
no,
doing
I would never spend $11.
Never. Probably never go to Lake Como.
Isn't that a bit that they do this... like in Vegas? Like they sell like canisters of air or something?
I'm unaware.
There's something about that. That was a. I think it was like a trend a few years ago. I don't know why, but yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy. It's crazy.
I mean, it's insane what we pay for water. I mean, it's just insane.
True.
Especially if you go to an airport and buy water. It's... Nutty.
Yeah, but they've got you by the balls because you can't bring it through. You can't bring your own through security.
I think the whole security thing is just a ruse to sell you water for $10 a bottle.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just it's just a big cash. It's a money grab.
Maybe that could be it.
Yeah. Although if you walk around with one of the Stanleys like Valdez,
yeah,
you know, like the girls do, you take it up to the those fountains.
Yeah,
and you can get the filtered water.
That's true.
There. You just have to bring your Stanley. Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's a sup dog Stanley. I gave it to Valdez's Brett.
If you take your Stanley through security, you just have to be empty.
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been through airport security since I got back from Costa Rica. So it's been a while.
When did you go to Costa Rica?
Last June.
Did you like it? I can't remember.
It.
You did.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you drink the water in Costa Rica? It's not like Mexico, right?
I mean... I didn't get sick drinking the water when I was there.
Yeah, good.
What's their motto? Is it Pura Vida?
I think it is Pura Vida.
What does that mean?
Pronounce it.
What does that mean?
Pure life, I'm guessing.
Okay. Right. I think.
By the way, this is just weird.
Yeah.
But in some of like the tchotchke shops, the souvenir shops, speaking of souvenirs from Lake Como,
mm-hmm.
Costa Rica had a weird fascination with like male genitalia as part of like...
Look at EB Burkup.
That's why I brought up.
Because like, I'm looking at Valdez.
It would be like
draft.
It would be like a keychain, like with a dong on, like with a dong, like
where
carved
is this?
Out
in
of
Costa
wood.
Rica?
Like Costa Rica, like these little street side shops that would sell like shot glasses and T-shirts.
What is that?
I don't know.
That can't be good.
It was weird.
That can't be good. I could understand maybe like in Thailand or something where it's like crazy
but
over there. Sex
and the weird part was it wasn't just in. One of those stops.
Yeah.
Because we were in like three different spots in Costa Rica in a week. And it was like all over the country they did it.
That can't be good.
It was bizarre. It threw me for a little bit of a loop. Yeah, kind of like the Hail Marys throwing the Bears. That threw me.
Did they do a coffee tour while you're there? You're so big into coffee.
I do love coffee, but I did not do a coffee tour. Probably should have, but I didn't. Didn't do zip lines either. Didn't have to do something that death-defying while I was on vacation. You know what? The flight was death-defying enough.
Because?
The flight down to Costa Rica was the most uncomfortable I've ever been on an airplane.
Because of all the turbulence?
Wasn't even the turbulence. It was a standard 747 or I don't know what it was.
737 probably.
Probably 737.
Right?
The most uncomfortable seats I've ever sat in on a flight in my life.
Well, they're butt uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable.
One of my buddies, he lives in Tampa,
yeah.
And he's a cheapskate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
he's a miser.
Now he and his wife they make good
Who's
money.
Who's cheaper, him or this guy?
I guess.
Why did I get that reputation?
I'm gonna say, believe me, I spend money.
I'm gonna say
my buddy is cheaper.
Right.
His wife doesn't care about money.
Right.
I mean, she just lights it on fire.
So he's like, he has to be the governor.
He has to get But the one thing he'll spend money on. First class seats.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's 6'4".
Yeah.
You know, he can't sit.
He needs comfort.
As he says, I can't sit with the peasants.
Right. He's willing to. He doesn't want to sit with the steerage.
Yeah. He's like, I can't. It's too uncomfortable. Right. I don't think I've ever paid for first class. I might have sat first class one time.
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I've never paid for it.
I did it once.
Was it worth it?
It was actually, it was dirt cheap, and it was for my flight out to Pebble.
Yeah.
And
such a long flight.
How'd you get it so cheap?
It's just what the airline was offering. No one took them up on it.
Right.
And then, like, on the app, it said, hey, you can upgrade for, I think it was for $350.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And round trip or each
way? No. That was one way. Okay. All right. But it also included, if you fly first class, all your bags, you don't have to pay for your bags.
Okay.
Right. So you can rationalize it saying, hey, I got a golf bag and two other bags.
Right.
And it is the most luxurious, awesome thing in the world. Every seat should be first class.
Yeah.
Right.
You can lay down. You can watch whatever you want. Mm-hmm. You have a pod.
Completely different experience.
Completely different experience. You're not exposed. You just don't even sit next to anyone.
By the time you take off in a regular plane, mm-hmm. you know, in a regular seat.
Yeah.
20 minutes into the flight, I'm uncomfortable. Because you've already sat there for 45 minutes.
Right.
Before you even moved.
Mm-hmm.
The thing reclines into a bed. You can be in any position you want.
Did you just feel superior to everybody walking by you in the coach?
No, because I had my pod closed.
Privacy, very
yeah,
nice.
So I didn't want anyone seeing me.
Nice, like
Cakes,
that.
Are these the type of souvenirs you were seeing in Costa Rica?
I don't
think... Penis bottle openers?
I don't think what is those that? Are exactly what I saw, but...
What is that, though? I don't understand. Like, why?
I didn't notice it when I went to Costa Rica.
Is it a sex industry there or something? No.
This is what I'm reading.
Yeah.
So apparently the Incan culture has a lot of statues that are phallic in nature. So
I didn't know that.
So you combine that with it being like a souvenir, kind of a funny souvenir. That's
the Incas
sellable.
Holding.
I guess the Incas were holding.
Probably, if you're holding, you could be like king or something.
I felt bad when I looked at some of these.
You know,
there's a lot of sculptures in Incan history that have dongs on them.
I didn't take any Incan sculpture tours.
I'm reading.
Right.
Well, you ever gone? Wait, they have it in. I think it's in DC permanently. Maybe it's wrong. I know nothing about museums. I've been to like three in my whole life, but isn't there a museum in DC that at one point had that? Like that big naked guy, just sitting hunched over. You ever seen that before? There's like a famous sculpture of like a massive guy. I think it was in D.C.
I don't know. I don't know what you're speaking of.
You don't know what I'm speaking
no.
of?
No.
And at the end, you know, you see his Bozak and everything.
I don't know.
It's like hunched over.
The Thinker?
Maybe.
Is he naked?
I don't know if he's naked.
I don't know if the Thinker's naked.
He's just doing
this bit, right?
Yeah.
But he's massive, right?
You mean like
it's
like
huge.
Buff or like fat?
It's both. But isn't it huge? Isn't it like a big thing? Big sculpture? You know what? I'm way out of my league right now. This is like me talking about the WNBA.
You're in the deep end right now.
I'm way out of my league.
Just drop it.
Let me see. The Thinker?
Is that Why don't you Google this?
No, it's not the Thinker.
Peru's Mochicha Man.
It's not the Thinker.
Peru's Mochicha Man is a show. Incan.
Is he holding?
Yeah. Just look it up.
I can't.
Google it.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Trav warned us from Mochicha, M-O-C-H.
Yeah, Mochicha? Don't turn it towards the camera.
Mochicha?
Keep it to yourself.
Mochicha Man.
Mochicha. Mochicha Man?
Yeah, and then it's a statue.
The Thinker definitely looks naked.
The Mochicha. I don't know. I guess maybe I didn't spell it right. Mochicha Man. Thrills onlookers with his giant.
Yes.
I can't. Oh, is that what that's supposed to be? That?
Yes.
Yeah. It's enormous. It looks like a 747.
Who knew? I didn't know that about. I went to Costa Rica for my honeymoon. That was 2012. Mm-hmm. I never noticed that. Maybe it changed.
I'm telling you, I noticed it. It was weird.
Travis, you and your wife, and like when your parents come into town, you guys. Do they like want to go to the museums and all that? Do they do that bit?
No.
So you're not very cultured either.
Well, a thousand times more than you.
How many times have you been in the museums here in D.C.? I've been like three.
No, numerous times.
Really?
Yeah.
Culture drive.
But you don't know
there.
The people I know are listening. Know what I'm talking about? Some big, heavy set sculpture thing of a guy. It's kind of sitting there, and I think you see his Johnson. Yeah. And his
nobody's calling about. I don't know.
No,
don't
people know what I'm talking about.
I just don't know that one.
Hey, you know who we can
oversized
ask?
Oversized
Rick Snyder does tours all over
DC.
He
would know.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to join the show next. So we can ask him who the big, giant, naked guy is, where you can see his package in DC, the statue of it, if that exists. And we can talk about the Commanders because it is trade deadline day. So he will join us next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.